Let's turn to God in prayer. Let's pray. Our Father God, you have given us your word that we may learn the way of the Lord Jesus Christ and that we would be trusting in him for today and tomorrow and indeed every day. And we pray that as these words have been given by your Holy Spirit, that we may also be instructed by your Spirit and that we would be paying careful attention to what you teach us with your word, and that together we may find it a wonderful thing, and that we would give glory to you. We ask these things for Jesus' sake. Amen. You may find it helpful then to have your Bibles open to the passage we read, Luke chapter 15. And verses 8 to 10, where it says, "Or what woman having 10 silver coins, if she loses one coin, does not light a lamp and sweep the house and seek diligently until she finds it? And when she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I had lost.' Just so, I tell you, there is joy before the angels of God over one sinner who repents." Here in the stories, the parables that Jesus tells here, Luke 15, they're all of the same theme to them. It's here about the Lord Jesus Christ finding those who are lost and restoring them to God, that he finds his lost people and brings them back. And we learn of how it is something that causes the angels in heaven to rejoice. And it gives rejoicing for the Lord Jesus Christ as well, that he is delighted to come to those who are lost and to find them, that they in him find forgiveness for sin and eternal life. They find in Jesus a wonderful Saviour. The three parables here in this chapter tell us all about this matter of him finding those who are lost. And the previous parable, it told us about the shepherd going out to find the sheep who was lost in the wilderness, who was lost out in the far country, lost in the middle of nowhere. Now Jesus gives attention to the fact that there are not only those who are lost who are out in the wilderness. It's not only in the wilderness that you find people who are lost, but you find people who are lost in the house, in God's house. Yes, in God's house, in the meeting together of the people as they meet in God's house. There are those who are in God's house, but who are lost. Those who do not have the Lord Jesus Christ as their Saviour. Maybe in life there is the coming to God's house, but coming to God's house is not exactly the same thing as having Jesus as your Saviour. And Jesus is pointing that out to us here as he speaks in these terms of a parable, the parable of the woman who has 10 coins but who has lost one coin. And where has she lost it? She has lost it in her house. The lost sinner who is in God's house? Is there a lost sinner in this house, in this building now? Are there lost sinners here? You see, the coin is in the house, but it's lost in the house. And it may be that you are in the house, but you're lost in the house. It may be that you do not know yet for yourself these truths that Jesus tells us of his being a wonderful Savior for you. You're in the house, but you're not trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ. It may be that you, at one time, were very close to Jesus, just like the coin is close to this woman. But as time has gone by, you are finding in your heart less and less of an inclination towards the Lord Jesus Christ. It may be that in your heart you're finding less and less of an inclination towards the fellowship of God's people. Here's a collection of coins. There were 10 coins, and it's as though you were a part of that. Your heart was in it, but that's not the case anymore. Your heart is not in the fellowship of the Lord's people, in the communion of God's people, in the meeting together week after week with the same people in the one house meeting together. You were once there, but for whatever reason, whatever has happened, no longer there. Physically there, perhaps, but not spiritually there. You may be in the house. You may be a member of the church, but your heart is a long, long way from the Lord Jesus Christ and from his body, the fellowship of his people. A lost coin, a lost sinner. Kenneth Bailey says in his book, where he writes on this chapter, he has a book on this chapter. And on these verses, he says, the lost sinners Jesus was receiving were in the house of Israel, not in the far country. It may well be that the lost sinners, the lost people, are already here in the house. What does Jesus say about that? What does Jesus say? Because that's what matters. It matters what he says. And what he says is that there is a person who actually owns these coins. And the person who owns them takes responsibility for the one who has got lost and She lights the lamp. She sweeps the house. She seeks diligently until she finds it. And it is plain here that when Jesus is using the parable and he's speaking of the woman who has 10 silver coins and who then sweeps the house and seeks diligently, he's speaking about himself. He's speaking about himself. He is in the house. He knows. He has counted it up. There's not quite the right number as the woman looks at the coins and sees that they're not the number there that there should be there. And so the woman recognizes that, and then she goes out and she then sweeps the house to find where this one lost coin has got to. And Jesus is saying that is exactly what he does with his people, with his church. That the Lord Jesus Christ knows what is in your heart. The Lord Jesus Christ knows if you are not devoted to him as you ought to be, or devoted to his church as you ought to be. He knows what is in the heart, for he is like that woman who has the coins and sees that there is one missing. Let us take heart from what he says the woman does and what Jesus is therefore saying he does. He doesn't forget about it. He doesn't say, well, it's just one, it doesn't matter. No, he works hard, and not only does he work hard, he will do everything that is needed to find that coin and to restore it. And so also the same with his people. The Lord Jesus Christ searches us, and he knows, and he finds us. And if you are lost in his house, the Lord Jesus Christ shall find you. And the Lord Jesus Christ rejoices when he finds you, just as the woman rejoices when she has found the coin. I wonder, when you read this passage and you see that she is so happy when she finds that this lost coin has been found, you ask that question, why is she so happy? Why is it she so happy that she would go out and she would tell her friends and neighbours, and it's time for celebration. Why is it that she is so happy? Well, she's so happy because of the recovery that she has made. There was a great loss, and there always is a great loss when one falls away and one is lost. That's the case with a coin. When a woman has 10 coins and loses one coin, she feels a great loss. And she would especially have felt such a loss, for in this time, it was custom for women to carry all of their wealth at once, to wrap it up, for instance, in a handkerchief. If in the situation such as this, when she is in the house, she has the 10 silver coins, this is all of her this is all of her money. This is everything that she has. This is all of her worldly wealth, which isn't a great deal of wealth, relatively speaking. One coin was worth one day's labor, so she has. This is the sum of her possessions in terms of money that she has, is the value of 10 working days. And she loses one. She has lost 10% of what she possesses, and therefore suffers a great loss with that. I've lost 10% of what I have. Now, if she has children, she's maybe thinking, well, I'm not going to be able to feed my children for a day or 2 days. And how am I going to provide for them when I have lost so much? And she feels the weight of the loss. She begins to look back and think, why didn't I do this instead? Why didn't I tighten up the handkerchief more than I did? And then I wouldn't have lost the coin that I did. And isn't that the case when we have a loss? Our minds go back to think, if only I could have done this, or if only I could have done that. But the going back and thinking about what we would have done otherwise doesn't solve the problem. And the thing is, we've got a loss. And it's sore. And that's natural. Whenever there is a loss, Jesus says to us, that's natural when you lose money. You feel the pain of a loss. Now, how much more is the pain when it's not money that is lost, but it is people? That's what Jesus is saying to these Pharisees. And surely we must come to an understanding of that ourselves as well, because Jesus, in a way, is speaking to the Pharisees and really kind of probing them and saying, well, why is it that you suffer much more pain when you lose money than when you lose people? Why is it that the loss seems to be so much more severe, so much harder to take when it is a financial loss rather than a loss of people? And Jesus is reminding us, as he must always remind us and teach us and puts our thoughts aright, that while there is a loss here, and it is a painful loss, the greater loss surely must be the humanitarian loss. Oh, how the Lord has grieved what has happened to his creation. What has happened to the people he made in his image? And where there is no desire for him, no love for him, no will for him, how this has grieved our God. Yet, this is also shown to us his immeasurable grace and love. That he comes, and he comes after the lost, and he does what is necessary in his own house to discover what is happening and to find out where this lost coin has gone. And this is something to rejoice in, that while there is great loss, while there's great pain with loss, there is great pain with loss. You may know the pain of loss. But the fact of a loss does not mean that it's too late. You may be lost, but it doesn't mean it's too late. I think that's often the conclusion that lost people come to, and I say that just because I've heard it. It's too late for me. It's too late for me. But this parable and the other parables show us that under the Lord Jesus Christ, the fact that you may be lost does not mean it's too late. The woman turns on the light. She sweeps a house. She seeks diligently until she finds it. The great burden of her loss, the pain of her loss, the thoughts of what this is going to mean, all that is playing its part, isn't it, into what happens when she finds the coin. That there is this burst of joy that comes from her. The way that it's written here maybe doesn't quite capture it in the same way that it does in the original Greek language. For there it says that she finds, and then the next word is calls. It's like we're being told there that the very instant that she finds the coin, the first thing she does, the instinctive reaction that she has, is to call out. And who does she call? She calls her friends and she calls her neighbors. She is so delighted. She's so thrilled. She has found this lost coin. And there is so much happiness because all those thoughts and all those burdens that were on her, all those thoughts of why didn't I do this instead, and what is this going to cause to my family, how are they going to suffer as a result, it all just disappears. And a terrific weight has come off her shoulders. It's been taken away, and she is so much lighter now on her feet. It's like she's been given a new lease of life. She's so thrilled at the finding of a lost coin that she tells her neighbours. And, well, if that's true for finding a lost coin, how much more is it a matter for rejoicing when a lost person is found in God's house by the Lord Jesus Christ? She is just so happy. This is a celebration. So she calls her friends and neighbors together. And Jesus is saying, you know, this is like what happens in heaven. Jesus is telling us in a way that we can understand the celebration that takes place in heaven over the finding of a sinner and repentance, turning away from sin and trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ, that is so much greater even than the finding of a coin. And Bailey says, the finding of a lost tax collector should have stimulated similar joyous excitement. Does the thought stimulate excitement? The finding of a lost sinner, surely that is a great and wonderful thing. Let us pray. Father, in these verses you tell of your great love for your people. And there are those who are lost in your house. Yet you come and seek and find and restore and rejoice. Thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen.